888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Day two of the 2024 Spring Charathon. It is a terrific Tuesday. And boy, it sure has been so far. We've just been making these goals. The phone's been ringing. The internet's been dinging. And Patrick Ryan's got some folks to thank that put us over the top last hour.
Speaking of ding-a-lings. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Helen, for giving us a call. Helen calling in from Vancouver.
Not you, Helen. He was speaking about himself.
No, I was speaking. Yeah. Not Helen. No, not at all.
Clear.
Not Helen at all. Helen at St. James there in Vancouver. And we appreciate you giving us a call. 888-823-5286. Also, you can make the gift online, MonterdayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. And a new hour, new challenge, $2,000 to get $2,000. So we've got to raise the full $2,000, and we get $2,000. We have hit every goal this morning. I think we hit every goal yesterday, too. So let's not break that streak. Let's just keep the momentum flying. $2,000 to get $2,000, and we got a great guest to do it with.
888-823-5286. As we welcome Father Tim McKinnis. He is the pastor at Queen of Peace down in Salem. Good morning, Father. Welcome to Spring Charathon.
Good morning and a blessed Easter season. And I'm no dingling, you know? I love it.
Father, we're so excited that you're here. This is Sarah Kinsey here. And thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And just love hearing from the folks in Salem. Maybe that's them calling right there. So thank you for those calls. And, yeah, we just really appreciate your support for the Share-a-thon each year.
Thank you. It's a joy. It's always a joy to be part of this.
With our theme being Renew Your Hope, when you heard what the theme for Spring Share-a-thon was going to be, what does that mean to you?
You know what it means? What really struck me when I heard that, we've had so many funerals here during Lent, and I just finished another funeral about 20 minutes ago. Mm. And we've called our funeral mass the Mass of Christian Hope. And we always present it to the people that as a Mass of Christian Hope. Because, as I said this morning, you know, it struck me that the beautiful prayers of our funeral liturgy, the readings, the music, is all about hope. It's all about looking to the future. But none of that would be possible. We wouldn't even say those words if it wasn't for the resurrection of Christ. And so the resurrection changed everything for humanity, and it brought us real hope. And so I know I saw that beautiful theme, and I said, oh, gosh, we've been, you know, as sad as funerals can be, yet there's this beautiful Christian optimism that comes because of the resurrection of Jesus. And modern day radio instruments like yourself, you know, continue to blast out that good news that the world so needs to hear.
Oh, thank you, Father, for those words of encouragement. You know, I think you're right. Is when we're dealing with, you know, very real things like death, it's hard to have hope, but we have hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you get to hear those words, too, that you're sharing over the air right now. And, man, I just love that we can turn the radio on, or you can open up the live stream on our website or the Hail Mary Media app, and you can hear those words of hope here at Mater Dei Radio. So all of you listening, you can be part of that mission. You can help spread hope. Call now 888-823-5286, or you can give online at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And you can support Father Tim's Hour, Queen of Peace. Oh, thank you for that gift. You can all be part of this wonderful mission of spreading hope.
And remember, it's a challenge, so it's different than last hour. We have to raise the $2,000 in order to get the additional $2,000. So we have to do the heavy lifting first before we get that additional gift. So please help us out, because if we end up with $1,999, we don't get the other
$2,000.
Yeah, that's just not enough. So please help us out. 888-823-5286. Let's get out to a fast start in this 10 o'clock hour. 888-823-5286, or online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. And going back to that theme of Renew Your Hope, Father Tim, what are some ways that we as Catholics can renew other people's hope? Because we're supposed to be these beacons of hope to everybody in the world. We have to stay in shape, in spiritual shape. We have to be CrossFit. And so what are some ways that we can improve the hope of others?
We have to get it together, as Father Odo said
yes,
this morning.
You've been yes. listening, Father Tim. Yeah.
Pastor G said to the apostle, okay, guys, get it together.
We need a t-shirt that says that, get it together.
Get it together.
I like that.
Yeah. Jesus, whatever gospel, it's all in there. You know. But, it's tough in this world because there's so many contrary messages, aren't there? There's so many messages about despair and about division and individualism that is so rampant in our society, you know, and this. You know, there's many truths to choose from, but what we are finding here, and I'm sure other parishes are finding the same, what we are finding is many people who want to come back to the church after many years of not practicing their faith.
Mm-hmm.
This last Easter, we baptized 17 people,
wow.
brought them into the church, and we had a wonderful group of young adults.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we're finding that more. These young adults want to be married in the church.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to adult faith formation. They want to spend time in adoration and prayer. So there really is great hope,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the future. And I think the Holy Spirit works in our hearts in ways that are mysterious to all of us. But, you know, we need to go out and boldly proclaim Christ. We don't need to stand on street corners pounding a Bible.
Yeah.
We need to be authentic. We need to be, to live out the words that we are saying, to put rubber to, you know, put our rubber on the road and get it together and, you know, lead people in the way of Christ.
Yeah.
By the integrity of our lives, I think more than anything else. You know.
Wow, Father, that's incredible advice and just amazing. 17 people at your parish
yeah. mm-hmm.
becoming Catholic and so many of them young adults. You know, I guess I'm still in that category for a few more years, but mm-hmm. I'm on the older
Enjoy
end.
Enjoy it while you can.
but you know, I think you're right. I have seen more people my age and younger, you know, people in
sure.
their 20s that or even
sure.
even some in their teens that are coming back to the church, and that's just
yeah.
an incredible sign of hope. I think it's easy to, like you said, to just be focused on discouragement and despair, but there is so many wonderful things that are happening, you know, in our local area and just, you know, across the world, across our church, and that's just amazing. And like you said, we have to be bold, and sometimes it's boldness, but sometimes it's in a small way. Sometimes we've been talking a little bit about the power of a personal invitation or just, you know, just being bold and just not in a crazy loud way or in someone's face, but maybe just sharing, you know, maybe how Jesus has touched your life with a friend or inviting a friend to come with you to a church event or to Mass. It's sometimes those, you have to be bold in those small ways, and that's a lot of ways how we can spread hope.
It is so true. We have two young men going in the seminary, going to Mount Angel, too. And so we're really,
wow.
well, one is definitely going in this year. The next one, he's got to work some things out financially. But I think he'll certainly go in next year for sure. Maybe partway through this year. We'll see.
Wow.
But these guys, they're good, solid guys. They're in their later 20s. They have great jobs. One works for Intel. And he's got a great job. He's a chemical engineer. He's got a degree in chemical engineering. He's going to give all that up
wow.
and go to serve the Lord in the priesthood, or at least he's in that process of discernment.
Right.
I really admire him. You know, that's a great sacrifice.
Wow. That's
you
amazing.
Know, it
yeah.
is. Yeah. Yeah, we're so grateful to both these guys. So
wow.
we'll see how they do. You
well,
know, they have ways to go.
You know, and just that openness. Mother Mary was talking about that in the last hour, and I talked about that with Father Odo earlier. It's just, you know, it's that openness and to see what God is calling you to. And even if it's not the priesthood, you were open. You know, those guys
right.
were open to that. And, you know, whatever it is that each of us might be discerning, just be open to where the Lord is calling you.
Exactly.
And that's so inspiring, Father.
Yeah. And as an old dog, sometimes we fall into this trap of, you know, we look at these kids getting their first communion or these teens getting confirmed, these young adults that are coming into the church, and we say, oh, isn't that hopeful? It's the future of the church. No, they're the now. they're the ones making a difference right now, and they're living their faith, they're joyful, they're energetic, and that inspires people my age. You know, now find myself being a grandfather and wondering what that's all about. How did that happen? But, you know, it's just to be joyful, and you see that in young people. They're not the future of the church, they're the now. So we do get hope from that, and we need to do what we can to inspire that, to fan that flame, and to make them grow within that faith. And part of that could be modern day radio. When you put that bumper sticker on your car, when you download that Hail Mary Media app on your friend's phone when they're not looking. But you're sharing the faith, you're evangelizing. And I love what you said there, Father Tim, about, you know, we don't have to stand out on a street corner with our Bible. I'm not built that way. I'm not bold enough to be able to do that. But what I can do is sit behind a microphone and spread the gospel and the good news with people through these blessed airwaves, whether it be here in Portland or back home in Boise. And it's so fulfilling. I am tremendously blessed to be able to share my gift of radio broadcasting for 40 years. Now I get to do it through Catholic radio, and now I know who my boss is. It's not some faceless corporation, you know, who doesn't even know where Boise is on the map. Iowa? Ohio? No, Idaho. But to be able to do that, to be able to give my gift to the Lord through Catholic radio, and it's just such a tremendous blessing. And if you're listening today and you have found value in anything that you've heard in the last day and a half, won't you please pick up the phone and call 888-823-5286. I know I have been tremendously touched for the last, we've had some incredible guests already in this spring share-a-thon, and Father Tim is no different. I know he's going to inspire us here in the next 40 minutes, but boy, if you have heard something that has touched your heart, that it's just, it's that Holy Spirit moment that's telling you, please pick up the phone and call 888-823-5286. In fact, do it now during the break. We're going to go into a break. You're not going to want to miss what Father Tim has to say. So just make that call now, get it out of the way, and then you can enjoy the rest of this 10 o'clock hour. So the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon will continue after this on Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286, or online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for that. Online gift right there. Patrick Ryan joining us. We had some calls during the break.
Ringing and dinging. Ringing and dinging, my friend. Hey, thank you to Diane getting in online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Diane is down in the capital city, goes to St. Joseph in Salem. So great to hear from you, Diane. And giving us a call. This is wonderful. We heard from Michael in Salem, goes to Queen of Peace Parish. He said, say hello to Father Tim, because Father Tim just brought him in to the faith on the Easter Vigil.
He was one of those 17 people.
He was. How about amazing. That? That is great. Thank you, Michael, for that gift. 888-823-5286, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you, Father Tim, for that gift, too.
Yes, welcome home.
Yeah, Michael, I remember Michael very well. I know Michael. He's a wonderful guy, young man. As a young family, it's just it really touched him to come in, and he was baptized. And God bless you, Michael. Thank you.
And that's going to be one of the happiest parts of your priesthood, Father Tim. And if you're just joining us here on Spring Share-a-thon, Father Tim Makaitis, he is the pastor at Queen of Peace in Salem, joining us here today. And maybe speak to the joy when you get to bring people into this beautiful Catholic faith of ours during the Easter Vigil, how that makes you feel. That's got to inspire your hope.
It really does. It's a great privilege, you know. So many times in the priesthood, you can easily, especially after you've been doing it for a number of years, you can get into the routine. You can get into the, you know, kind of the everyday, you know, same old, same old. You've got to be careful of that, and that's where your personal prayer life has to be interjected at that time. But you know, we bonded so well with this group this year. They were just a wonderful group of catechumens and candidates, and so this was very meaningful to them. You pick up on that energy, but the power of the Spirit. One of my most favorite parts of the Easter Vigil around the ritual of baptism is taking the Easter candle and plunging it down into the water,
yeah.
And as part of the blessing of the water. that's super holy water. And I think that Easter candle is a symbol of Christ dying and rising in the waters of baptism for us and then with us. So it's a simple ritual, but the words are so beautiful. And it's just the Spirit always touches you at that moment. And then baptizing, when children are baptized, you see such joy in their faces, and men, you know, men and women too. And then confirming them, sealing them with the gift of the Spirit. The normal, you know, minister is the bishop, of course, properly so, but he shares that ministry with us, and it's such a powerful moment that that we really feel, you know, confirmed in the Spirit, sealed in Christ, and the new name you give that person. We had some interesting confirmation names this year. you know, we had a number of, Michael, for example, was Thomas Aquinas, which was wonderful, you know, and then we had one gentleman who, like, Bosco the Black or something, a saint I never heard of, some Eastern saint from the Eastern Orthodox Church. And we had a number, we had Maria Goretti, we had Francis of Assisi, we had all these beautiful saints of heaven that are now part of these people's lives as spiritual companions. And I think we sort of, you know, put aside our confirmation names after we're confirmed and go on with life. But I think if we see them as special spiritual companions for us, that we not only took their name, but we take their example, and we pray that they journey with us for the remainder of our life, you know?
Wow. Well, I think it's just so great to reflect on some of those moments.
Yeah.
I think we can go through the Easter, and, you know, I really enjoy the Triduum, the Easter Vigil, but, you know, we got to think about it. We got to soak that in. Thank you for that gift. You know, just think about our baptism and just be reminded of that and our confirmation. And we all live in that, in those sacraments. And thank you for sharing, Father. It's been a great hour so far. Pat told us we have 12:30 to go. So we still got a little ways to go, or a little more than a ways, because we got to get 2,000 to unlock 2,000. So it is different than the last hour. It's not a straight match. We got to get to that 2,000 if we want to unlock another 2,000. So call now, 888-823-5286. I know we like to hear from Father Tim. So if you want to still listen, you could give online. Still listen at MatreDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
So being a convert myself, coming in almost 25 years ago, and my saint was Saint Jude, because, you know, when we ask people who their favorite saint is back at Salt and Light Radio, we find sometimes that the saint picks us. Mm-hmm. And Saint Jude introduced himself to me years before I had even considered becoming Catholic. And of course, being an impossible case myself, I thought, what a great confirmation saint is to have Saint Jude. But yeah, it's very interesting that, you know, you find that saint that shares the same personality that you might have. And that's who you try to emulate after you come into the church. Is that kind of your experience bringing people into the church every year?
Sure, we encourage them to do that, to, you know, to choose the saint wisely and carefully for the purpose of imagining this person is your sponsor, it continues to be your sponsor, you know, during your life. And we don't often pray to our confirmation names, you know, but we should, to those, minus Saint Anthony of Padua. So, you know, now and then I do remember, oh, I should call him Anthony, you know.
Yeah, not just when you lose something.
Yeah. Yeah, not just when you lose something. Someday they're going to find a patron saint of lost minds.
Ooh.
I don't know who that will be, or lost memories.
Or forgetfulness.
You know?
I need that one.
Yeah. I need a patron saint for that. Help me find my memory. Help me remember.
Oh, that's great.
Of all the things I missed, I miss my mind the most.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of all the things I've lost. Amen.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, no, that's good. That's wonderful. You know, the Easter Vigil, so as are all the Holy Week services, they're so meaningful. And, you know, are priests tired? Yeah, for sure, when they're all done. But like I always tell people, it's a good tired. I'm tired for the right reasons. I'm not just wasting time.
Sure.
You know, I'm tired for the right reasons.
With Lent, starting so early this year and Easter being early, did you even get a chance to catch your breath from Christmas to the Easter celebration?
Well, yeah, we knew it was coming, so we were expecting it. But, you know, Ash Wednesday was Valentine's Day, so I felt some sympathy for people. You know, I'm sure people still went out. I don't know what they ate, but that's between
meal.
Them and God.
No
yeah,
meat.
That's right.
Yeah. Those poor people that gave up chocolate for Lent on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, the whole day.
But you know, Father, when you said, you know, it was a good tired, that's kind of how I feel like we are this week with Share-a-thon. It's not on the same level as Holy Week, but it is a similar, we're working hard, but we're doing it for a good cause, and we're all here just trying to support spreading, you know, this. Oh, look at that.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That was a big gift.
Oh, and the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Ah, someone was given a good gift there, and they are part of that spreading joy and a little Frank Sinatra, too, so.
Old Blue Eyes renews my hope, I know, so. Great to hear him. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Or online at MaterDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for that phone call.
Wow. The phone's ringing, the bell's dinging. Boy, this is an exciting hour. What? You guys are on fire in here. This is wonderful.
All right. It is a terrific Tuesday, and again, we have a challenge. This is different than matching funds from last hour. This is a challenge. We have to get $2,000 in the barn before it can be matched with the additional $2,000, and we've got to be getting close. Patrick Ryan got some folks to thank over there.
Well, we want to thank Gretchen for getting in online at MaterDayRadio.com, so thank you, Gretchen, for going online. Goes to Queen of Peace in Salem, and the mother of one Eric.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. And thank you for your son. We really appreciate him. Thanks to Mary in Salem. Goes to Queen of Peace Parish and asking for prayer for families. Thank you, Mary, for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. And the Knights of Columbus Council, 8270 at St. Mary's in Shaw. Thanks to Joe and the gang there. They are asking for prayers for their father, Father Dick Rossman, their priest. He went on vacation last year, and on the very first day of vacation, he hurt his ankle and was out of commission for his whole vacation. So they're praying this time around he actually gets to enjoy his vacation, Father Dick. So thank you to the Knights of Columbus Council, 8270 at St. Mary's in Shaw. We want to hear from all those Knights members. Come on, Brother Knights, give us a call, 888-823-5286. Online, MaterDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. 480 to go. 480 is what we need to get everything in for the 2,000. That could be it.
Another phone call. That's such an achievable number, too.
Oh,
and yeah,
absolutely.
It's so good to hear from all the members of my parish community down in Salem at Queen of Peace, and to hear you, Father Tim, on the air with us. Another online donation right there. Just
great.
Incredible stuff. Yeah, we have such a beautiful parish community there, and you've just been doing such an inspiring job of leading all of us there down at Queen of Peace. And one of the really cool things about the church and school there is how the school continues to flourish and grow, and that is most certainly helping to lead more young people and to bring more families into the church. And that really renews my hope personally, and just seeing all these kids attending Catholic schools.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I'm so glad your mom sent in a pledge, and you're a good spokesperson for the parish. No, and everything you say is true, of course.
Well, we know the importance of our parishes and our schools, and man, we're just hearing from Queen of Peace. They're like, I think, one of the most active parishes so far this Share-a-thon. This is a fun hour. We're having a great time here.
Great.
888-823-5286. That is the number to call. You know, we have this goal, but you know what? Like, I'm not going to hold us to that. We can go above and beyond. You know, we're overachievers here, and I think there at Queen of Peace, they are overachievers as well. Come on, your priest is on. If you are on your phone or on social media, type in there. It's like, I support Father Mikitas during his hour for Queen of Peace. You should too. Let your friends know your pastor is on Spring Share-a-thon. Give us a call, 888-823-5286, online at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.
What has Modern Day Radio meant to you, to your parish, to your priesthood over the years? How have you seen it, the fruits of Modern Day Radio over the years?
Oh, many ways. I remember the days when you were at the University of Portland and coming to the office there and speaking and sharing, you know, online. And, you know, so this goes back a long way, a journey. And I'm just so encouraged to see how this modern source of communication is being used for so much good. And we never know how much good is being accomplished in the end. So just like we priests, we don't know how much good we're doing. I think we're doing far more than we realize. And it comes back to us in many ways. People that you baptized a number of years ago suddenly appear again and thank you. And I think that kind of rebound that is all part of Modern Day's ministry and sharing in that spreading the good news wherever we may go. And we spread it, and it begins to grow in ways that we don't realize. But we know that as long as we are doing this good, that sharing this ministry, the mission of Christ, that good is being done everywhere the word of God is heard. At least, if nothing else, a seed is being planted. A seed is being planted that will grow through the grace of God. And so thank you to Modern Day continuing this wonderful work. It's obvious that people are in support of this. You've been part of the Archdiocese of Portland, part of the radio waves for so many years, and there's no sign that it's going to be diminished in any way. And for that, we give thanks to God indeed.
Amen. There's an online gift right there. Thank you so much. And what started out 34 years ago as a radio signal, then we add the website, and you have access to Modern Day Radio anywhere around the world. We get translators. Now we have this app, and it just continues to grow. We had a litany of about 12 or 15 countries around the world that have tapped into that app. And so what an incredible opportunity. And you have played a part in that. If you've given to Modern Day Radio over the years, you have played a part in the incredible growth of this radio ministry. And we would just ask you to continue to support it so that it goes well into the future and continues to grow. And that number is 888-823-5286. We're going to go to break. It would be a wonderful opportunity for you to take this time, make that call, make that pledge of financial support so that you don't miss anything that Father Tim has to say on the other side of the break. 888-823-5286. It's Terrific Tuesday, day two of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 is the number to call. 888-823-5286 or online, materdayradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. There's an online ding right there. Thank you so much for that gift. Now, this was a challenge hour, which means we needed to do the heavy lifting up front. If we could raise $2,000, we would get matched with an additional $2,000, making it a $4,000 hour on this terrific Tuesday. And some folks have been helping us out with that challenge.
Oh my goodness, they are really stepping up. They're really responding well to Father Tim Mikitas and his hour. Darlene and Chuck got in online from St. Cecilia in Beaverton, and their prayer request is for all seminarians in formation. Thank you so much for making that online gift, Darlene and Chuck. Great to hear from you. Also, Alice in Wilsonville at Resurrection Parish, thank you for your online gift, Alice. And another one, materdayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. That's where Shelley made her gift from Queen of Peace in Salem. Thank you so much, Shelley, for getting in during Father Tim Mikitas' hour. Again, materdayradio.com, the Hail Mary Media app, or let's hear those phone rings. 888-823-5286. Getting so close this hour.
$80.
Oh.
You know what happens, though? We get to these, right where we're there, and everybody goes, oh, they got it. And then they don't call. Push us over. Push us through into the end zone. Let's go through the back of the end zone. Let's make sure we score and get that final $80 in so we can unlock the $2,000 match, make it a $4,000 plus hour.
Now is the time to let's see how many people can call in and get us that $80. If, you know, we will be so blessed to receive that. So start calling in, start going online, make those $80 pledges. We can do this, but Patrick is right. We've seen this time and time again. People are listening. They're going to wait till the end to make that call, and then they're go, oh, that's just such a small amount. Somebody else is going to get that. Yeah. That someone else is you.
It's you.
That's the person. So how many people can call in now and just get us that $80? And that will support Mater Dei Radio. It will let Father Makaitis be able to go to his brother priest. Yeah, Queen of Peace, we did our part for Mater Dei Radio this share-a-thon.
Also, there was a phrase that got used, I'm pretty sure got used last hour with Mother Mary, where she says something and we all say, yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother.
Right? Come on. Get it together, guys. Come on.
Oh,
to quote
yes,
Father Odo.
Yes.
So, Father, if you could entice your listeners and your parishioners to help us out, then they could all respond by saying, say it with me,
Yes, Father.
See how that goes?
There. Yeah.
We learn.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, sister. Yes. There you go.
There it is.
There you go. It's such a small amount compared to the whole, but give back a portion of so many blessings that you've received, particularly in this Easter season. And God is so generous with us. And so the least we can do is imitate his generosity, of course.
Earlier in the day, we talked about how Mater Dei Radio is this hub, and there are so many ministries that are spokes that come off of this hub, that we're like the central location for Catholic information, and how Mater Dei can serve parishes throughout the Archdiocese, that when there are events happening, any kind of special occasion, that you can get the word out. And I'm sure that that your parish, Father Tim, has been the recipient of that over the years as well.
Yes, it has, of course. We've had speakers come here or workshops that I know that you've put on the air, and it's helped a great deal. We really appreciate that as well, because we're all one family. We're just trying to help each other. We're not individual parishes or individual radio stations. We're all one family. We're all part of the whole body of Christ. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to help each other. There should be no jealousy or competition or anything like that, you know. We need to get it together.
There is no competition if you go up against Jesus, right?
Exactly.
So it's better to join his team than try to oppose, because, well, he's already won. You know what? We have that book of life, right? Mm-hmm. We went to the final chapter. It said two things. One, Queen of Peace met their goal, and Jesus won. So, yeah, we got to get there, too. 888-823-5286. What portion? $80. We had one person call in. We have not gotten an update on that. So we're going to presume that it is an amount that we still need.
Some more.
$80.
We need some more,
make
some more
those phone
calls.
Go online, materdeiradio.com. Use the Hail Mary media app. But we really like it, and we love it when Father Makaitis laughs because the phone rings at 888-823-5286, just like that person.
There you go.
See? Make them laugh.
I love it.
That's right. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
So if there are people on the fence out there listening this morning, Father, what would you encourage them? You know, what would you say to get them off the fence, pick up the phone, and make that pledge to Mater Dei Radio on this terrific Tuesday?
Right. You know, here we have a young man who just came in the church, a brand new Catholic, on fire for the Lord. Maybe you've been a Catholic for 30, 40 years. Maybe you've never pledged anything. Imitate what this young man just did and the love that he showed in sharing in the ministry, the good news that he hears on the radio. Don't, you know, long lifetime Catholics, come on, give a portion of what God has given you in so many ways.
What portion can you give to Mater Dei Radio? We will be in such gratitude for any portion. This is a matching hour. That means don't feel like your amount is insignificant. It is everything. It's just like our prayers. If you can pray for us, well, that's everything. That is everything that we need at this moment. So please join us along with everybody else who has supported us during this hour with our good friend, Father Tim Mikaitis, pastor at Queen of Peace Church, 888-823-5286. All right. We need the phones to ring. We need the bells to ding. So who is going to do that during this hour? It's you. You're the one. If you can hear us, it is your time to call.
Somebody just did.
They did.
We're in the process there. Answer the phone.
Second caller, thank you very much.
Now, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to go back into our satellite programming. It's going to be a hard break. So I think so that we don't miss out on that opportunity for Father Tim to pray for us, to offer us his priestly blessing as we go into the top of the hour. So why don't we do that now? If you would be so kind, Father Tim Mikaitis, to offer us a prayer and a blessing. We've had a tremendous day so far, and we want to thank all those folks that have called in, and we're really hoping that we get an update here in the next 10 minutes that we've met our goal. But Father Tim, if you would do us the honors, please.
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
From our Mass this morning, enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed through our Lord Jesus Christ, your risen Son. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and upon all who hear his good word through this wonderful radio station. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Father.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate all those blessings, all those kind words, and all the things that you continue to do for our Catholic community down in Salem at Queen of Peace.
Thank you.
I wish you could see Eric, one of your prisoners. He has been jumping around, fist pumping throughout. He is so proud of his parish today, and I know he has a lot of love for you too, Father Tim.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, we've got some babies too.
And we're going strong. I tell you what, every single phone line, even the overflow line's full right now. So if you get a busy signal, keep dialing or go online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Love it when that happens, but I know it gets a little frustrating. We don't want you to get a busy signal when you call, but the overflow lines are filling up even. That's how busy it is. Philip and Sylvia went online and made their gift. Go to Queen of Peace in Salem. Thank you so much, Philip and Sylvia, for supporting Father Tim. Also, we heard from Mary here in Portland, goes to St. Cecilia in Beaverton. She did it the old-fashioned way. She called 888-823-5286. And if you call now, you might get a busy signal, but keep trying, keep calling. You'll get through eventually, I promise you. Or never a busy signal online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. I think it's safe to say we got the hour.
Yes.
I think we did. I'm not quite sure of the total, but we only needed $80, and the way things have been going, I have a reasonable assurance that we got it.
Oh, amen to that. Well, woo! And no doubt, of course, through those inspirational words from Father Tim Mikaitis, you know, our Queen of Peace, I love that beautiful message. And, you know, for a world in need of peace, boy, we need Our Lady so much. Father Tim, can you just kind of talk to us a little bit about the message of Mary and of peace that we need in our world today?
No, my goodness. This woman of peace, this woman of great courage and joy, that she so endured all that God sent to her and embraced it with all her heart. And what a wonderful model God has given us in the mother of his Son, who continues to intercede for us and who cares for us like a mother, like a maternal mother, who just loves all her children. So we are so blessed to have this beautiful devotion to Mary. And certainly Queen of Peace has been, you know, part of the Salem area since 1963. And I think it's obvious that God is pleased. I mean, we continue to grow, and so many lives have been touched. So we are blessed in our Catholic faith to have this, indeed.
So between Father Odo this morning and Mother Mary of the Angels last hour, the topic of vocations has come up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So before we let you go, maybe just speak to that. How are we as parents, as grandparents, godmother, godfather, whatever the case may be, how are we able to try to foster that vocation, the potential of diocesan priesthood to those members of our family?
Yeah. Well, live your Catholic faith in an inspiring and authentic way. And speak to your grandsons, to your sons about the vocation through priesthood. Just tell them, you know, as a Catholic young man, you should at least consider this. Pray about this as another life choice. No one's saying you must do it, but ask the Lord as part of everything else that you may like or that you may feel attracted to. Lord, do you want me to serve you as a priest? Ask that question. Don't let someone else ask it. You ask that question. And, you know, it may lead you to the priesthood, it may lead you somewhere else, but to be at least open to that. We need to encourage that, not apologize for it, or not pretend it's some kind of joke, you know. No, I'm serious. Consider the priesthood as part of your Catholic journey.
And Brenda had mentioned the word invitation earlier, and, you know, I am a Catholic convert, but I could have been converted many, many years ago had someone just made that invitation. Come to Mass with me. See what Catholicism is all about. And I tell you, I would have been a Catholic for 35 or 40 years instead of just the 24 that I've enjoyed being a member of this beautiful faith of ours. You've got to make the invitation.
Exactly. You know, Andrew called Peter. Andrew called his brother, come and see this man. And the rest is Christian history, as we know, you know. But he invited. So the power of the invitation, plant the seed, invite, and do it in a respectful way, in a prayerful way, but an authentic way, you know. So.
Yeah. And that's what Catholic Radio is. We're in the seed planting business. Conversion, that's up to management. But we're
all farmers.
Yeah.
We're all farmers for the Lord.
We're seed. I love that very much. You know, especially in the springtime of the year.
Yes.
It is. It's planting season for sure. Patrick.
Yes.
Got a lot of thank yous to get to in a short time to do it. So let me just thank Alice in Canby at St. Patrick Catholic Church. She came into the church a couple of years ago through Father Tim at Queen of Peace, and she just wanted to say hello and let her know how much we appreciate that. Alice,
great.
Thank you so much. Online, we heard from Audrey at Queen of Peace in Salem. Thank you, Audrey, for that online gift. Sheila, also from from Queen of Peace in Salem, made her gift online. Thank you, Sheila. Hippolito at Queen of Peace in Salem, thank you so much for that online gift at MontreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Giving us a call from Salem at Queen of Peace, I guess it's Labas, says that's Lithuanian for hello to Father Tim, Queen of Peace in Salem.
Love
so
it.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
And we heard from Erica at St. John Fisher here in Portland, a devout listener asking for prayers for seminarians. The Knights of Columbus Council, 9623 at Queen of Peace in Salem. Thanks to the Brother Knights for stepping up. Way to go. Great to hear from you guys. And finally,
okay.
Lisa at Queen of Peace in Salem. Thank you, Lisa. We'd like to thank Father Tim for leading us. She just finished RCIA or OCIA.
OCIA.
So way to go, Lisa.
Amen to that.
What an hour.
Pray for our shepherds. Pray for our priests. Pray for our archbishops. Oh, we would, where would we be without our priest? Mm-hmm. No priest, no Eucharist. And that relationship is so intimate and so close. And again, without our priest, our Catholic faith, you know, to guide us would just be impossible. And so thank you, Father Tim, for your vocation to the priesthood. It is quite obvious to all of us that you are so very loved by your parishioners. Yeah, just kind of say one more. Maybe you can thank your parishioners on the air for us right now.
Oh, you know, I'm so humbled by this, and it's just so beautiful to see people, you know, reaching out and living their faith. So God bless all the wonderful people of Queen of Peace and all those who are listening, wherever you may be. God's blessing upon you.
Oh, and again, prayers for you and blessings upon you, Father
Thank
Tim.
You.
You are one of the priests, too, that we just look to here at Mater Dei Radio, because when we have this need, we have an ask, and you are always available with your time, with your energy, and we appreciate that so very much. So thank you again. So we are going to go into now our afternoon break. We're going to rest and refuel, and then we are going to be back this afternoon.
This afternoon. So enjoy the afternoon, and thank you all who have contributed to this terrific Tuesday. And we just, God bless you. And we look forward to joining you again later this afternoon.